the Minister of Information, joins me to give us some more updates on what is going on and what efforts are being put in place to ensure that the situation there is addressed. I'm glad to have Honorable William Adriano Bieki on the line from Western Equatorial State. Honorable William, good morning. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Where are you today?
Good morning, David William. I'm actually in Yambio, Western Equatorial State.
Yes, it's good. Yes, go ahead. And how is it this morning?
I'm also glad to have you online and to give you the update from Western Equatorial State.
So, yes, as we talk right now, what is the situation like on the ground in Western Equatorial State? We had a lot of people were displaced. Tell us about it.
Here in Yambio, the situation is very calm, with the exception with Tumbra, of which I spoke to Tumbra this morning. And the news is that the paramount chief, Amburi Bamu, whom his house was burned 3 days ago, he has also joined the youth in the forest, those who were killing. So he's now with them for the last 3 days after his house was burned down. So he's no longer at home. He's already also in the same group where the youth who are committing this atrocity, he has also joined them.
Okay, so let me get this straight. This particular chief, his house was burned by a certain group, and then he went to the bush and joined the other group that is alleged to, you know, counter that kind of burning of the houses?
Yes, yes. This is how it happened. And also last night, people in Tumbra did not sleep at home from both sides. The community from Zande claimed that the Balanda are coming to us. And also Balanda, they claimed Zande also attacked them. And the most of them yesterday slept in the bush. See, this is the situation.
And this is taking a tribal kind of, or ethnic kind of line. Am I right?
You are actually not far from the truth. Because if the paramount is himself, who is actually a legal person, an administrative person, it went and they joined the people who are in the bush in order for him to team up with them and they attack other community, which means it has actually taken the side of an intercommunal or a tribal fighting.
Mm-hmm. Will you blame him, though? His house and his home was burned and he had nowhere to stay. And there was no immediate action from the government.
I'm blaming him on the side of actually taking a step of joining the youth in the bush. So it will encourage them to go ahead with it. So the fact remains that he should not take law into his hands. He should come and report this case as it is already known to all of us in the government. We are not sleeping because that same day we send a team of the CID. They went to Tumbra. All forces, including SSPDF and also some of the national security operation. So they are also there in Tumbra. We send them right away from here to Tumbra to go and pull down the situation. So I think it will be better for him. It could have been better for him actually to go and report this case to them so that he can be ahead and telling people this is what happened. At the moment you move from your house, you go to the bush. So the situation will actually fuel the situation. So this is why I'm blaming him. He has right that his house was all actually burned down, but he is wrong when he also joined the people who are in the bush. So he is not far from the crimes also. Because if you are in the bush, anything happens, you are also a leader who is a paramount chief. Anything that happens, you are also part of it because you cannot be away from that.
So what efforts are you as a government of Western Equatorial State putting in place right now to try to address this issue? Because it has come to the point where some of the youth, as you said, are in the bush and the paramount chief have also joined them in the bush.
We are trying to cool down the situation. But instead of cooling it down, some of the elements actually involved. You know, yesterday, the person, the prime suspect, whom we have been complaining of, the people from Tomra has been complaining of, so-called Emmanuel Korobongo. He was in Juba. We don't know how he managed to come to Yambio. Yesterday, through our intelligence, so we heard he is here. So ambush was late. He came yesterday with guns and bullets in the sack, going to Tomra. He was actually yesterday delivering the ammunition, including the guns, to Tomra in the eve. So we managed yesterday to arrest him. He is here with us in the national security. This is what again yesterday happened.
So
the situation is actually going higher.
Decreasing. Yeah, tell us more about that. You said one of the great suspects of accused of fueling this conflict in Tomra has been arrested.
Yes.
How was he arrested?
You know, when people complain about him, he ran away from the state less than 1 month. Yesterday, to our surprise, we heard about him that, the prime suspect has arrived, is now heading to Tomra. So we send our intelligence, they went in the ambush. So in the event, he came yesterday with two motorbikes. One was carrying guns and the bullets, and the one which he was riding with a gun, grenade, and also the pistol. So they arrested him. So what we from him, he's having a different intention of going to Tomra. One, he's carrying guns. Two, he has bullets, which is in a bullock. And three, he's also carrying also his own gun. And at the same time, when we checked on him, he has a full map. The map of Mundri, the map for Yambio, the map of Tomra, including the Western Bahar-Ghazal. So this is where now it is bringing a suspicion that, is it a kind of a rebellion, or it is something which is only intercommunion? If it is intercommunion, why is it that he's having a map including Western Bahar-Ghazal and the Mundri, which is actually far away from Tomra? So this is now the question. But since he's under investigation, so we are going to get from him exactly what was the intention of carrying him these guns, including the map, heading to Tomra, where there is a lot of problem. He's still carrying ammunition and the guns to that same location.
You mentioned that there are, of course, you said a lot of guns, and you also said, like, including RPGs, grenades. Where is he getting all these? I mean, from the investigation, was there anything he said? Who sent him? How did he get even these guns?
No, I'm not going to conclude and give you the full detail about where he's getting his guns. Will be the finding from the investigators, whom he is now currently held under detention or custody. So after all the investigation, and this is when the media will be now briefed on how far they have gone with the investigation. But currently, he is still under investigation.
Do you take this as a big step in trying to address the situation in Western Equatorial State by arresting one of the big suspects?
Yes. You know, this is one of the greatest achievement that we have actually achieved, of arresting one of the prime suspect whom all the security organs, that one complaining and getting all the report, including his name. Any report, his name is there. Even when he went last time and again they killed people. So the person who survived during that killing, the person came and they mentioned his name. So since he has been arrested, so he's going to tell us exactly what happened. So that will be now the work of the investigators to make sure everything he has to reveal and what is their plan really behind the issue of Tomra.
And just before I let you go, like, as a government, you said you have arrested this suspect, and what else? I mean, what are you calling from the both sides of this particular conflict as a government? What message do you have for them?
The message on behalf of the government of Western Equatoria is that, you know, there is no win-win when it comes to war. whatever so whatsoever the case will be, there is no win-win. So this is now the high time for both leaders, especially the chief, the youth, both sides, including the women, let them come in the dialogue. You know, once you continue having dialogues, so there is a tendency that the temperature will go down and the people will now start trusting one another and they start living in peaceful coexistence. But if there is no dialogue, people, everybody will remain so suspicious to one another and there will be no more peace in prevail in Tomra. So these are the things that I would like to say, that there is a need, there is a still room for all of us to come down. Nobody will come from outside and solve the issue of Tomra. So those people come, they are only coming as a visitors to say what you are doing. But the real action, to put it in action, it will depend on the people to say, yes, it has gone wrong. Where can we best correct this issue? But if we don't come in the dialogue, I think there is a very big problem.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time, Honorable.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And yes, that is the Honorable Minister of Information in Western Equatorial State, Honorable William Adriano Bieki, talking to us. And as you heard there, one of the prime suspects of the conflict in Western Equatorial State has been arrested yesterday with guns heading to Tomra. And yes, they said there will be investigation and hopefully we will get